Hello.
How are you this morning?
Yeah, well, thank you. How are you guys going?
We are great. Now, Karen, thanks so much for chatting to us this morning. Can you tell us a little bit about your story?
It was just actually, I was driving this morning. I actually listened to you guys yesterday, and I thought I should donate. And I was just praying about how it's been impacted me the last few years since I've been listening. And it came to mind that we had our daughter a year ago, last week. And we had some news about her health in utero at 37 weeks. And it's all right. I'm a stressor. My husband's a believer and a truster. And he didn't Google anything. And he just went to the hospital and we were driving along the freeway and going, because it changed us from Fiona's family to King Eddie's. They thought we might need more specialist care for her on delivery. And I Googled everything, like the worst possible scenarios. And then we were driving and I was like, freaking out, and he was like, well, Karen, she was God's before she was ours anyway, yeah. So what good is it stressing out? And then that song came on, Out of My Hands Into Yours, and it was this moment of just release, and I kind of felt like God was telling me that she was a gift from me, she's mine before she's your baby, you're just really the caretakers of her. And then at that moment, I was praying with a chaplain from work, and I decided at that very moment, so I was sitting in traffic, instead of stressing, just to hand it over. I literally handed it over at that moment, and honestly, since then, the cyst that was on her neck is gone.
Wow.
There was no surgical intervention required. Her hip was dysplastic. That's just corrected itself without a word of a lie, and we've been praying for it. And it's just that in that moment, since I handed all of her health and my health over, I had a perfectly fine natural labour. All her health issues have been fixed within the year of her being born, and she's almost walking now. And I don't know, having that almost like intervention from God at that moment in traffic through that song really put it all into perspective for me.
Oh,
yeah.
Karen, that's such a good story, and I love, like, I'm getting a bit emotional hearing your little girl in the background, even though she's like going, hey, I need some attention right now. What's her name?
Bethany,
we are so,
hi, Bethany.
So glad and praise God for that amazing miracle of Bethany.
Yeah, and just, you know, one after the other since that moment of handing it over, like, I thought, oh, they're going to have to have a C-section. And then I got to the hospital, the doctor's like, no, you can have a natural delivery. And it was a 2-hour labour and there was no intervention required on birth. And then I was in there for a day at the hospital, brought her home.
Oh.
The hospitals have been so good, like that cyst just disappeared and it was like 6 centimetres and it's gone.
Wow.
Amazing.
Love
and
hearing that.
And the hip is so dysplastic, like 3 months ago, and I went back last month, they're like, oh, it's just normal, the brace can come off, and she didn't need any surgery or anything.
Wow. We love that. And you know what, Karen? We believe that that song was at the right time for you, and I think that could potentially be the right song for somebody else.